Welcome to iPad Pros, the show all about using your iPad to be productive and get work done. I'm Tim Chen, host of the show.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of iPad Pros. Joining me today is Matt Birchler from A Better Computer and Birchtree.me, and we will be diving into Apple's Let Loose event, where the company unveiled the M2 iPad Air and the M4 iPad Pro, and a bunch of little updates to accessories and apps, and lots of little tidbits to dive into in today's episode, all about Apple's Let Loose event. As a reminder, you can support this podcast over patreon.com/iPadPros or by subscribing in Apple Podcasts. By supporting the podcast, you'll get early access to both iPad Pros and Vision Pros. My great thanks to everyone that supports the show. And with that, here's my discussion with Matt, all about Apple's Let Loose event. Enjoy. Are you ready to let loose, Matt?
I'm ready to talk iPads.
Welcome to the podcast, Matt. This is our fun tradition of doing our instant kind of reactions to Apple stuff, Apple events.
Yeah, thank you for having me for the biggest iPad event ever, apparently.
Apparently, according to Tim Cook, which I'm not sure was, we'll talk about. I'm not sure if I believe Tim Cook by that assessment. That would be a fun podcast in itself to kind of do a tier list on iPad days in the history of iPad, which have been the most monumental days. That's an idea for a future episode, I think. For the holidays, perhaps. That could be a fun one. But yeah, not today. I watched this on the Apple Vision Pro with Sigmund and Devin and CJ from the Magic Raise the Light podcast, and that was a fun old time in there. Yeah, they did not do anything special for this event in the Apple Vision Pro.
Yeah, that could be an opportunity for them one of these days to do a special experience. Yeah. I watched it on the Apple TV, and it was fine. It was normal.
Yeah, and they just kind of gave us a brief update on Vision Pro with like, oh, one thing was kind of interesting. The guy from Wicked is supervising like the finalization of the visual effects and stuff on it, which is kind of neat. But no new countries. Curious. Nothing announced yet.
No, maybe WWDC. But yeah, they seem to just have the message, the Vision Pro is fine. Everybody settle down.
Yes.
Now let's talk iPads.
And talk iPads they did. So let's just go in event order. They started by making us feel how great the current iPads are, and you know you don't need anything because your current iPad's awesome, which, yay. And then they showed the iPad. any comments as far as just their opening sentiments there?
No. I mean, I think that is fair. The iPad is pretty darn good, and if you have one today, I do think you should be quite happy with it. Yeah, I guess we'll get into it, who should maybe upgrade, but yeah, iPads are pretty good right now.
They really are.
Haven't been updated in quite a while.
Yeah, and then they announced the M2 iPad Air, which I now don't have the largest screened iPad anymore, 12.9, because this one goes to 13 as well, as the Pros, as we'll talk about. So we get an extra little bit on these screens. So it's not the same. So that rumor about like the mini LED possibly being in the Air, it's not even the same screen size if they wanted to do that trick, you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to look. I did notice on the Air spec sheet, they do say it's exactly the same size. They just call it 13 inches now.
Oh, interesting. Which is fair. They don't call it the MacBook Air 13.3 when they're, right?
Exactly.
Is the Pro bigger? Is that a thing? Do we know if that screen's any bigger than the 12.9 we have today, or is it just marketing speak?
I am checking.
I'm so curious about this because that's a great you know discovery there.
It's unclear on their spec page.
Yeah, because
it might actually be slightly different.
So you compare the spec page. We're jumping ahead to the Pro a little. We'll be jumping all around a little bit, as we do in these kind of episodes. Display. So 2752 by 2064 resolution for the M4, 2732 by 2048 for the older ones. So it's slightly bigger. it would appear.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And so, if you look at the M2 Air, identical to the M1 Pro.
Yeah.
So it is.
Although
bigger.
On the summary of the Air for the 11-inch, we're really in the weeds already.
Yes.
There's a note that says, measured diagonally as a rectangle, the 11-inch iPad Air is 10.86 inches. So they're calling it 11 inches, even though it's 10.86, which is kind of the 10.9 they used to call the Air before.
Huh. Yeah. And
deep in the weeds.
And being in the weeds as we are, I was just curious, you know, the new Magic Keyboard for iPad Pro is starting at the same price points as the old one.
It is, yes.
12, yeah. And they did not drop the price of the original Magic Keyboard. So you could still buy that old Magic Keyboard at the identical $299 price, which is baffling to me that they have a better product, but only if you have the more expensive iPad. Isn't that interesting? Like, and the same thing with the Magic Apple Pencil. You can buy an Apple Pencil 2 today for $129, or you can buy an Apple Pencil Pro for $129. You know, you just need the more expensive. They didn't do a price drop, like $99. They didn't like do any kind of price drop. $50 in the keyboards, I would expect, or nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a little strange. It's like if they announced like the iPhone 16 this year and they're like, it's better than the iPhone 15 in every way, but they're all going to be the same price.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
But yeah, with the Apple Pencil, it does get a little strange because we have the even more elaborate compatibility matrix for which pencils work with which devices now. But
yeah.
Yeah, it is a little strange they didn't drop the price of any of the old accessories, even though they seem to think the new ones are... I think better in every way, and the only downside would be you can't use them with older products, but that doesn't seem not to lower the price of the older accessories. Kind of
right.
Weird.
And so if you have an old iPad and you want an Apple Pencil for it, they still sell that original Apple Pencil, but they seemingly stopped selling the Smart Keyboard, so you will need to go to the aftermarket if you want an original keyboard accessory from Apple for that first generation of smart connectors, which is just interesting that they sometimes leave accessories for sale long after the products are not for sale. And this seems to be, they're done with the keyboards. They're like, we're not selling those smart keyboards anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. I'm on their page here and yeah, they have the two Magic Keyboards and the Keyboard Folio. And that's it.
Which is very interesting because you got to think those ninth gens will be on Walmart and Best Buy for a while as they clear out inventory.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
And as I'm using a iPad Pro 10.5-inch as my secondary monitor for this recording, I'm being reminded that that original Smart Keyboard was not the most reliable, and it's giving me lots of error messages about not being compatible with my iPad. So I should probably get this replaced at some point, you know. But, yeah, back to the M2 Air. We've kind of been bouncing around. This is very much an iPad Pro of old, sort of, with the camera in the right spot now, and that whole hubbub about being able to put an Apple Pencil up there where the camera is seems to not be an issue.
Yeah. Yeah, the Air seems like a pretty typical upgrade. Like you said, up M1 to M2, the camera switched locations to the long side, which is great. It looks like it's the exact same front-facing camera and back camera. It upgraded to Wi-Fi 6E, and the starting storage is 128 gigabytes up from the 64 it was before, which I personally think is great because I do own a 64 gigabyte iPad Air, and it is rough.
Yeah.
Doing anything, even with very few things installed.
So it's double the storage, but yeah. Same price.
Double the storage, same price.
So it's a pseudo price drop, if you want to look at it in that regards. You don't have to pay the $100 to upgrade it.
I suppose. Although, technology marches forward. I don't know if you get to call it a free upgrade.
That's true. Do you think if you have a second generation Apple Pencil that works with this new iPad Air?
It does not.
So you're on the
new iPad Air.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the new iPad Air only works with the Pencil Pro
and the cheapo USB-C one that works with the 10th gen iPad. So only the best or the worst pencils.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, most likely due to that new magnetic connection, however, wherever the magnets are in the new pencil to get around the camera issue.
Oh, I see. And that image they were showing at the end, that wasn't an Apple Pencil 2 alongside an Apple Pencil Pro. That was the Apple Pencil USB-C, which looks remarkably similar.
Yeah.
Apple Pencil USB-C is flat-sided as well, apparently.
It does have a flat side, yes. Yeah.
So it looks pretty similar. It doesn't... And it does it also have magnets? Does that seem magnetically attached?
It does have magnets. I don't know if it technically has magnets, but my wife has one, and it does stick. It sticks loosely to the side of the 10th gen iPad.
Okay,
it's not as solid, but you can kind of stick it on.
Interesting.
To the side of it if you
want. Because I've never touched one of those things. It's definitely shorter from the Pro, from what I noticed in that thing, that video.
Yeah, a tiny bit, I think.
Yeah.
But hard to notice if you're not really comparing.
Right. And the M2 added hover ability, and that was cool. But it finally makes sense now with the Pro in my mind, because like hover was like, oh, nifty, you can look at UI elements and see what you're about to click. But now we'll just talk about the Pro, the Apple Pencil Pro. Being able to rotate and do that kind of rotation to see and change how the instrument you're using behaves, that seems really fantastic.
Yeah, that looks really cool. And as a I don't do a ton of drawing myself, but I've definitely done some drawing on the iPad with the pencil, and I've had to like rotate the entire iPad to get kind of the angle that I wanted sometimes. So yeah, being able to rotate the pencil just like you would a brush or a pen or whatever makes total sense and is pretty awesome. So I didn't hear how they said they're doing that. Is there a gyroscope in there? There must be.
There is a gyroscope they mentioned, yeah. And then there's the squeeze thing seems nifty as well, being able to just like squeeze it. And double tap is still there in the Pro. So you have double tap and squeeze. And there's haptics along the... it sounded like it was in the back, but it's actually the front half of the pencil, it seems like. Feel feedback when squeezing, tapping, and more. It doesn't sound like there's like haptic feedback as you're writing or drawing, which is what I kind of wanted to make it feel more like paper in a way.
Yeah, I wonder if there's like battery concerns with that. Is it because you'd be constantly running the motor?
You
maybe
would
that's an issue. I don't know.
Yeah,
but that would be kind of nice to kind of replicate. Because I know people like the paper light products, where you get like kind of a texture on your screen.
Yeah,
that makes it feel more like paper. It would be kind of cool if they could do that all digitally.
And
haptics.
I have to, we'll have to talk about the nano texture a bit here, but I have to wonder how this pencil feels with that.
True. Yeah, it would be kind of cool if that gives you that experience or that more papery feel. This does. So I had a conspiracy theory that whatever the new Apple Pencil was would also work with the Vision Pro.
Yeah, people were speculating this and no mention so far.
Yeah, adding a gyroscope and a squeeze. I don't know if it's actually going to happen, but I could kind of see how potentially if they're able to, and it has Find My, so it can, it has some awareness of like where it is.
Mm-hmm.
This probably won't happen, and hoping for future software updates is a fool's errand, but I could kind of see a reality where you could like move this around and point at things in Vision OS and squeeze to like select things, just like you would pinch your fingers using Vision OS. So I would love to see this Pencil Pro be a Vision OS accessory as well.
Yeah, maybe June we'll see some announcement with that.
Yeah. Wishful thinking, but I'm putting it out there just in case it happens.
I think it'd be cool. I mean, I have no reason to buy one now, Apple Pencil Pro, but that would give me one for sure. Find My support, very much needed. I have two Apple Pencils because I lost one of my pencils for like a week and then it turned up in my van in like the side door crevice where I thought I looked before, almost under the seat. And yeah, that'd be nice to find my.
Yeah, love it. Love to see it.
No,
it's exactly the sort of product that gets lost in like a little crevice. So
yeah, no speaker, I'm guessing. It's just the literal Find My, and especially if you have the better iPhones with the, I imagine it's got that super precision version of it.
Yeah, I hope so. Maybe the haptic motor like just goes crazy if you do like the play a sound thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll do anything at all, but maybe.
Right. And then, that's Apple Pencil Pro, I think, right? Nothing else of note. The Procreate was there, and they seem to be doing some wild stuff with that and in their animation app as well. It'll be interesting to see what developers do with this tech. I wish I was an artist as I watch more of these.
Yeah, I do. I guess outside of the art stuff, the squeeze gesture to like pull up like a context menu or something, that conceivably could be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And especially since this is, they're calling it the Pro Pencil, but it's not necessarily just for, it's not like it's the $200 Apple Pencil. It's now the like kind of default option for people, including Air users.
Yeah.
So this will just be the normal Apple Pencil. So app developers within like, you know, a year or two should be pretty confident that users will have this sort of functionality. And maybe some just normal productivity apps will have some kind of context menus you can bring up and do interesting things with that. So I'm kind of interested to see how that develops.
I wonder how easy it would be if they didn't write Pro on the Pencil to mistake the old Pro for the new Pro, or the Apple Pencil 2 for this one. I wonder how identical they are in the hand.
They look exactly identical to me in these pictures, but right. Hard to say.
Yeah, it doesn't look small or anything. It looks like the same size and all that. Yeah. It's just funny to admit that that Pencil 2 is the same price still. It's wild. Wild me. Okay. Yeah. And then they have colors with the Air, which are fake colors, and give us some real colors, please.
Yeah, pretty weak colors. And they got rid of the pink from the lineup. Which does explain, I mentioned I got an iPad Air M1.
Yeah, you have an M1,
I do, and I got the pink one because while every iPad was on sale at Best Buy when I got this, the pink one was $100 extra off. So clearly seems to be the least popular color of the Air lineup, but it looks kind of nice. It looks basically like Starlight to me, but or like a rose gold kind of color, but anyway. Shame, but I'm happy to see purple still exists. Yeah.
Still no promotion in the Air.
No, that's a bummer. Promotion is kind of the big blocker. That's the one thing I really wish the Air had.
Yeah, that's the one thing I would miss if I had downgraded, I think.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, it's I would say this, maybe to wrap up on the Air, solid update, kind of the expected update. And I don't really have anything to complain about, but as an M1 owner, I don't feel like I'm super jealous of this one yet, which is okay. It's only one generation upgrade. You just didn't necessarily have to upgrade every time. So
no.
That's okay.
So M4 iPad Pro, thin possible is the tagline. They showed this horrific video of them destroying a trumpet and a piano and eyes bulging out of the rubber ducky. It was kind of grotesque and horrifying, actually, to watch that.
Yeah, especially in the Vision Pro, I suppose.
It was intense, yeah. I'll tell you. Oh, gosh. But, yeah, they're all in on this is the thinnest Apple product ever, especially the 13-inch, which is 5.1 millimeters thick, as you say. They compared it to the iPod Nano, which I love that the iPod Nano made a brief appearance in today's event. That was just perfect, you know, to show that.
You love to see it.
You really do. They should bring that back. iPod Nano with Apple Music support. And
I know people would buy this.
I would. I would love that. And the big thing is the Tandem OLED, which I love the name Tandem OLED. It's just perfect. Instead of buying one display, you're actually buying two displays, so it's really cheap, actually, because it's two displays in one, you know.
There you go. There you go.
But because they're using basically double the amount of OLED, it's a bright enough display. It's 1600 peak for HDR stuff, but up to 1000 nits sustained brightness for SDR and HDR stuff, which is up from 600 nits from the display I'm using, the XDR iPad Pro. So it's a brighter display than the liquid, what do you call it, this mini LED thing that I've got. It's kind of wild.
Yeah. And a huge upgrade if you're an 11-inch iPad Pro user.
Yeah.
The 11-inch never got the fancy display. It was stuck on, I think, effectively the same display from 2018.
Yeah, I think so.
And yeah, which was fine, which was really good.
Which is the same display as my 10.5-inch model, really.
Yeah. Just slightly different style.
If you want to look at it that way, yeah. Yeah, that's when they added ProMotion, and it had the same brightness and all that kind of stuff. Like, as far as the... Yeah. So, yeah, it's time. And quite honestly, if I got another iPad, I'd be tempted to keep my big iPad Pro and get a small iPad Pro to go along with it. I don't know. Because I do miss the smaller
iPads.
I do miss the smaller iPads, you know.
Yeah, the smaller iPads are very nice for couch, like just relaxing. That's why I went down to the 11 inches. I liked the 12.9, but I couldn't use it as a like just a tablet.
Yeah. But could you really handle such a thick iPad with it not being 5.1 millimeters? You have to deal with the 5.3. I mean,
you know, it's been a struggle.
Oh gosh. The brilliant thing with the M4, I must say, is we had to go M4 because there's no other way this tandem OLED would even function with an M3 chip. Is that real? I guess it is real, but it's funny to me that they had to make the jump to M4.
I have no idea. I was surprised that they did put the M4 in this. I guess I shouldn't be, but the M3 is 6 months old.
They really want to get rid of that thing. I've been listening to other podcasts, and I guess it's expensive and hard to get good yields out of that process.
Oh, interesting.
So they're incentivized to get off of it quickly, is what I've been hearing this week, past week.
Okay, that's interesting. But yeah, I mean, if you want to buy a Mac or an iPad and know that it's the latest chip, you're just never going to have the latest chip for very long.
No. And at this event, they're like, oh, the M3 MacBook Air is the best-selling laptop ever. It's like, and just you wait, it won't have the latest chip in 30 minutes from now.
Truly, truly.
Amazing.
Like, I mean, the M2 came out early last year, and we were surprised it took 10 months to see the M3, and now it's 6 months to the M4, so by Christmas, M5.
Oh, gosh. It does make the M1 iPad feel that much older by just jumping a whole generation. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm 3 behind already? Oh, boy.
Yeah. I didn't really... I might have zoned out a little bit during the specs of the M4. So a little faster in every way. The one thing that did stand out to me, though, is they added support for mesh shaders, which is great for running newer games. Okay. So this is like... graphic cards in like 2019 added this on the PC side.
Okay.
And it was added to the M3 in Macs last year. And now having it in the iPads is very good. Basically, it's just a new way of rendering video games without getting too into the weeds. And it's much faster for games that actually use it than the older tech that other devices in Apple's lineup have. So very good to see that. And so like Assassin's Creed Mirage and all the games they showed will surely benefit from.
When was ray tracing added to chips? Because they mentioned this is the first time for iPad Pro.
2019 as well. That was the NVIDIA RTX cards.
I mean for Apple stuff. My iPhone
for
has
Apple?
It.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So last year is when they added, so they added it to the A17 Pro or whatever.
And then it's in the M3 as well.
The M3 has it.
Okay, yep. So the M3 is when they put that in those chips. Okay, gotcha.
So yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
We're not here to talk about games, but there's more game stuff that is possible now on Macs and iPads.
You can now playback and edit up to 5 streams of 4K ProRes footage in Final Cut, which is cool. And we'll talk about Final Cut in a little bit here because they did some stuff.
Yeah, impressive.
Yeah.
Did you notice they dropped the ultrawide camera?
They did. I thought, oh, good. They still have 2 cameras there. Maybe they'll do spatial video, this thing. Then they told me, oh, that's the LiDAR sensor. So you
took off. I got with that two cameras of mine. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise to me. They didn't mention it.
No.
Perusing the spec sheet, I can't tell if the new camera is any better. It seems to be the same.
Except it shoots Pro Raw because of the chip, probably, more than the
maybe,
sensor.
Maybe, yeah.
Right? The maybe M4 enables that, probably.
I bet you that's it, yeah. But, yeah, so no ultra-wide, just a normal 12-megapixel.
Which, I find that sensor really useful, the ultra-wide on this iPad, quite honestly. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I like the ultra-wide. I like it on my phone for taking pictures of things really close up. Like,
yeah.
I'm surprised how often that's useful. So, yeah, a little surprised they took it away.
Yeah, they added it with, I think, the light. When did they add that? Was that with the LiDAR sensor back with the Magic Keyboard unveiling? Is probably when that came out.
I believe so. Yeah, it was whatever model was when the Magic Keyboard came out.
So it just lasted a couple of gens, and then they decided no one was using it, I guess.
Yeah. Strange.
Very strange. Yeah, I saw it. It's like, I was very grumpy because I was like, oh, maybe they'll add spatial video support or something. It's a nope. Major bummer.
Yeah.
That.
And more starting base storage. So 256.
Yes.
For the Pro.
But it's
good.
It is good. They upped the price by $200 from the old prices. But if you factor in storage, it's only $100 more than the old price if you factor in storage.
Yeah, yeah.
Which so. Actually pans out if I looked at my old, what I priced out my iPad to with the 1 terabyte, and it looked like about $100 more. So, not
I get,
yeah, crazy.
Yeah, and I guess we are coming off rumors. I forget how long ago it was. I think it was earlier this year. There were those rumors that the new iPads were going to start at like $2,000 or something because the screens were
right.
So insane.
It's like, that made no sense to me at all. It's like, no.
So. Maybe Apple leaked those so that we wouldn't really be bothered by a $200 price jump.
Yeah. I do like that they like add copper to the Apple logo and like they improve the cooling system, which I find cool that they did that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. I don't know if my M1 ever gets really warm, but
mine does when I'm like exporting videos and stuff like that.
Enough.
Doing my AI transcriptions that I do from time to time.
Yes. Yeah. I did count. I counted 7 references to AI in this video.
You did. Okay.
So,
I noticed the one with the iPad Air. They directly called that AI. Then the chip stuff as well.
Yeah. And then the thing with the
logic.
Logic, Final Cut, removing backgrounds, and the document scanner to like use the flash smartly to get rid of shadows, which is honestly a great feature.
Yeah.
And I hope other things get it because I am always frustrated by shadows on my scan documents that I
for whatever reason. Absolutely. Can't avoid. That's the worst. That's the one thing that makes it not as good as like a real scanner. And then I'm disappointed that we didn't get another Thunderbolt port on this sucker. They left that exactly the same. Is it just me or does it look more rounded from the old iPads, like the corners?
It definitely does, yeah. I almost thought it was going to be titanium, like the iPhones.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like it. It's the same aluminum, just kind of
very round,
milled a different...
Very rounded out, yeah.
I'd love to feel one, because I feel like the current iPads, and I don't feel like they need to be any thinner, but, you know, you always think that, and then you get the new thin thing, and then now that's the normal.
The thinness isn't the problem. The weight's the problem, and the weight reduction seems very nice. 1.26 pounds or something, down from 1.5. So the original iPad in 2010 was 1.5 pounds, and now the 12.9-inch iPad is lighter than the old 9.7-inch iPad, which is cool. By a substantial amount there. And in my mind, that's the only reason that they could reduce the weight of the Magic Keyboard is because the cantilever doesn't have to hold up as heavy of an iPad. So that directly benefits the entire weight package because the Magic Keyboard can also be less heavy, right? Does that logic pan out to you? Like part of the way the Magic Keyboard is holding up this heavy object.
Yes. Yeah, that does make sense as you make the iPad as you make the thing it's balancing lighter, the base that counterbalances that could be lighter too. So
yeah,
that's good. I hope that new Magic Keyboard is really great. It looks really nice.
It looks nice. It looks less amazing than, you know, the rumors like, oh, we're getting this big new redesign. It's like, so we got a little,
true,
we got a little
true
function row, which is nice. Got your escape key, all that stuff. Better trackpad. That's, we removed the button, but it's now haptics, which is good. It's bigger, and we got some aluminum down there. But the exterior, I think, is the same material, to my knowledge.
Yeah, that is a bit of a shame because my Magic Keyboard from 2020 that I bought originally. Oh no, this isn't even 2020. This is 2021 or two. Anyway, it's only a couple years old. The outside looks pretty grody. But my biggest complaint, my two biggest complaints with the current Magic Keyboard were no function row, mm-hmm, because I need that surprisingly often, and the trackpad is so small, and I really hate the click. Like, I've gotten so used to the haptic,
yeah,
the haptic version in Max, and knowing that's there, I'm sure it's going to feel a lot better. I just don't like having to, I feel like just, it just doesn't feel as good to me.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this new one feels as good as the Mac ones do.
Yeah, and same exact price as the old one. And that old one is still for sale at the same exact price.
Yeah. And this one, yeah, this one's called the Magic Keyboard Pro, right?
So is it? Yeah, or just, no, I think it's just the Magic Keyboard for...
Oh, for iPad Pro.
I think that...
Okay.
Yeah, let me look this up here.
Yeah, real quick. It's called Magic Keyboard for iPad Pro.
Yeah. Only the new iPad Pro, though.
Yeah. Okay, so the new Air they announced today works with the existing Magic Keyboard, and the new iPads only work with the new.
Yeah. Yeah, one's keyboard. Called Magic Keyboard, one's called Magic Keyboard for iPad Pro. But it's weird calling that just Magic Keyboard, because if you just buy Magic Keyboard, that could be the Apple Magic Keyboard. You know what I'm saying? It should be called Magic Keyboard for iPad.
I unfortunately do know what you're saying.
And this Magic Keyboard, not for iPad Pro, also works with the old iPad Pros in the compatibility list, which is just fun. Yeah. It's a fun time. Yeah. Anyways. But yeah, look solid.
These accessories are wild. Yeah. Yeah, it looks solid. What are the biggest upgrades? So you're an iPad Pro user. I used to be an iPad Pro user.
Yeah. Well, one thing I just want to mention is...
Sure.
Look at the base of where the USB-C port is on that new Magic Keyboard. It looks way different. It looks like an oval shaped, and then if you look at the one in front of me, it's like a circle. It goes from oval to circle.
Yep.
And it even looks like... It looks like it's got some kind of more... Does it look like it pivots off at that place too in a different way? You know, you see how different it kind of looks at the hinge point? It looks way different
to
me.
A picture. Yeah, I noticed the oval section, but yeah, I didn't notice any other weirdness with it.
Yeah, I don't know. It just looks way different to me. So yeah, back to your... Yeah, so it'll be interesting to just get hands-on on this thing. So... How I use the iPad Pro and do any of these things really matter for me? That's the question.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, to me, the OLED screen, I think, is a big, big upgrade. I think about like using iPhones before OLED and after OLED, and the OLED ones are just so much better, in my opinion. So having that on a super bright, super big iPad screen, that sounds awesome to me. I don't know if it's a reason to buy one, but it definitely sounds like a thing I would notice every time I use the iPad.
Yes. I also, coming from the mini LED, though, it's a really nice display, the mini LED. It's not OLED. There is blooming.
Mm-hmm.
But damn, do most movies still look really good, and not a reason, at least that alone is not a reason for me, especially since I watch so much in Apple Vision Pro these days, to, to do that. I do like to do like AI transcriptions and stuff on the iPad, and that would be drastically faster with M4. But again, true. I'm not sure. that's a reason yet to buy this iPad.
Yeah, that's fair. I think if you play games on the iPad, you're getting into a better spot, probably.
Totally.
Like the Resident Evil games and stuff that, and Death Stranding, they run, in my opinion, they run terribly on the new iPhones.
Yeah.
But they run pretty decent on an M1 or M2 iPad. So an M4 should be an even better gaming experience and really kind of makes these AAA games that Apple's pushing to get onto their platforms more appealing to me. So, and the iPads are, you know, the cliche is the average iPad user plays games and watches video.
Mm-hmm.
So making the games better is, I think, a meaningful thing.
It's got Wi-Fi 6E now. So in 10 years, when I upgrade my network, it'll be ready for it.
I'm actually kind of intrigued by the new Apple Pencil Pro, the pinch gesture and the haptics. Like, it's not, again, like you said, not a reason to upgrade necessarily, but I do think that once I have a reason to upgrade to these new ones, I think that will be probably something that I appreciate. Because I'm not an artist, but I do use the iPad Pro to navigate around pretty frequently. And so just having a little more flexibility there, a little more power user features maybe, I think would be a nice thing.
I agree. And I think a lot of apps could take really cool advantage of that. Like Ferrite does some cool things with Apple Pencil. I could see Canis adopting
Ferrite,
Apple Pencil
for
Pro
sure, yeah.
support in very neat ways. And I do like the drawl. I'm not good at it, but the way they're showing it in Procreate, that seemed really neat of rotating it and that whole story. It's interesting, that whole eraser thing. What was up with Apple's homepage was like, you can erase with your finger. Surely they're not an eraser, this Apple Pencil Pro.
Yeah, you're right.
That did not really happen, did it?
Just the double tap.
Yeah, double
accidentally trigger more often than you intentionally trigger.
Yeah, double tap does still exist in the Pro, so they didn't remove that. They just added the squeeze.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. No, that seems like a tease.
No, something I'm noticing on this compare page, for the M4, there's two different chips here. 256 and 512 configs get 9 core GPUs, 3 performance cores, and 6 efficiency cores. If you jump up to 1 terabyte or 2 terabytes, you get a 10-core CPU and 4 performance cores and 6 efficiency cores. So you get more performance if you go up, as well as the RAM. That's where they do the same thing like they did in the past. We get 16 gigs of RAM when you go up to the 1 or 2 terabyte model.
Yeah, and it looks like the nano texture is only available on the 1 and 2 terabyte models as well.
Which we need a chat about nano texture. Because this must be different from the Mac thing where if you touch it, you need a special cloth to try to restore your display to its original factory. And I'm just thinking nanotexture in me means the display is textured. Surely, if I'm rubbing my finger against this in a harsh way, I might get a little glass cut. No?
Yeah, you'd think that's not going to happen.
And the Apple Pencil, if I'm being aggressive with it, I'm going to rub off some of my nano texture. If I'm being too hard with my drawing, like, it's weird. It must be different. I would love to see these in a store. I don't know if they'd have that in a store. I'd hope so, to just see what that's like.
Yeah. I don't think it's the one I would go with.
I would definitely need to hold it in my hands and see it before and compare it side by side. Because I don't know. Like, it could be nice. Like, I've heard great things from the Mac version, but this is a touchscreen. What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like, yeah. And I guess I'm also used to the, like, anti-reflective versions of OLED screens being less, like, it dulls the colors. I have a Steam Deck OLED, and I have the one with their, it's not a nano texture, but it has an anti-glare thing, and it does mute the colors compared to the glossy version.
Yeah, so. But from what I've heard of the nano texture, it doesn't have that effect. So, I don't know. It's $100 more. Is that the same upsell that they did with the IMAX? $100 more, was that? Or they did the... Or am I thinking the studio display? It was less than the Pro Display XDR for their upgrade.
Yeah, the studio display has it as an option.
What's that upgrade? Is it 100?
It's a $300
upgrade. $300, okay. So the smaller display, the less texturing they need to do. And yeah, I'm curious about the reviews. I'm so curious. Is this the same thing of the displays you're not supposed to touch? Seems like it can't be. It can't be. It has to be different. More rounded in some way. I don't know. Like, will it feel weird to touch it? Like, is it textured in some bizarre way? But yeah, I'm not in the market for a new iPad right now because of my Apple Vision Pro being my purchase of the year, as that was an expensive investment that I'm still using every day, and it's become my kind of main computer, and the iPad's become my secondary computer, like most people. So it's a slightly different place in my life than it was a year ago.
Yeah, that's interesting. But yeah, I'm in a similar boat. I made my big purchase of the year with the Vision Pro, and a new iPad has to be outstanding for me to consider it at this point.
Yes. I was just looking at the Compare page, and they still mention the Smart Keyboard Folio on the Compare page, which I don't think they sell anymore.
They do sell the Folio.
For the other one, though. The 10th gen.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, you're correct.
And then, yeah.
The accessory matrix on, like,
it's wild, right? 2x optical zoom. Yeah, I'm just looking at the different camera stuff. There's some weird things. Like, digital zoom is 3x on the new one and old one. But there was a 2x. Oh, yeah. There used to be a 2x optical zoom out, which was the ultra wide.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. So, yeah. So my iPad,
2x zoom out is a strange way to put that.
It's very weird. They're other than 0.5x or whatever the FC is, I think, mm-hmm. in real mm-hmm. nomenclature. And the 5G no longer has a millimeter wave in the iPad Pro. The old ones had it, evidently.
Huh.
And supports one less band for the LTE. So they're doing some different things with the radio in there. And then this is all eSIM now, no nano SIM like the old ones had, which makes sense. And as far as I can tell, the smart connector is identical. So it just says smart connector back. This will be a fun thing. Someone, I'm sure, will do this. They'll buy the new Magic Keyboard for iPad Pro M4, and I want to see Federico attach it to his M2, and it'll work. I'm sure it will, right? It might not close. It might not support the weight. So you might have to like hold your hand down on it, but I think it would actually probably work.
Yeah.
Right?
This would be not even close to the weirdest hardware thing Federico's done with an iPad this year, so
yeah, right? Yeah.
He could definitely do it.
Yeah. So before we run out of time, Final Cut Pro. Final Cut Pro 2 is out for iPad, or announced. They didn't talk about much outside of this new multi-cam live capture thing, which seems really cool. 4 cameras at once, iOS devices with the new Final Cut camera app, and it like live sends it over to Final Cut. But there's got to be more to Final Cut version 2. That doesn't seem enough for a full point upgrade, in my mind.
Yeah, I do wonder what else is in there. They showed off like that new effect, I think, of background removal. I'm not sure if that's in the current version of Final Cut.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would hope, like, as someone who's used the Mac version for years,
yeah,
like, I would expect a few more little things being added there, too. So I guess we'll kind of have to wait for the release notes for that. But it's good to see them still iterating on those pro apps. And
yeah.
Just letting them kind of release and then sit there.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have, you know, every year a new big revision to the mobile version. And hopefully as they do these, they'll knock away more and more of the Mac features and bring those down.
Yeah, until it's just Final Cut Pro on whatever device you want. That'd be awesome.
With a shared subscription, potentially, at a higher price.
Honestly, I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
As someone who spent like $200 on Final Cut Pro 10 years ago and is still using it with no update since, it could be worse.
Yeah, I bought it for my M1 or my 2011 11 inch Air over a decade ago for $299.
Mm-hmm.
So $299 back in 2011, I think, is when I bought that thing. And it's the same license today.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. One thing I did not expect was them to announce a new camera app for the iPhone and the iPad, I guess.
Yeah.
The Final Cut camera app.
I wonder if that does anything if you don't have Final Cut.
I was wondering as well.
It's weird to have an app that depends on another app existing and like being a server almost.
Yeah, because and I guess we should look for more info. But I when they were talking about it, it almost sounded like you can use it with Final Cut for this new feature, but it's also just a pro camera app,
which it could be, which would be neat.
Which would be neat. I would be very annoyed if I was a camera maker of a third party variety, but if it's tied to the Final Cut subscription, that would make it less of a direct competition, because that's $5 a month for it. I'm sure other people would charge far less, but yeah, I'll definitely be interested in that. I shoot a lot of video for YouTube, and it's hard to use the iPhone because it doesn't give me the control that I get from a normal camera. So it'd be cool if Apple had an option in this space as well.
Yeah. I'm looking at Logic Pro. Mac Rumors has an interesting kind of flub here, saying that Logic Pro is available for new iPad models and the Mac, and is set to come out on May 13th. Software is free for existing users and $200 for new users. They kind of forgot this is iPad and a subscription. But that's okay, Mac Rumors. Logic Pro. The final thing they showed was Stem Splitter, which is pretty wild. So for Vision Pros, I needed to use an AI Stem Splitter service a while back for some audio. And it did this exact thing where, not for music, I think it was designed for music probably, but it takes your vocals, drums, bass and other instruments and splits them off in different tracks. The tool I used did this and put like background noise in a separate track as well. I'm super curious if Stem Splitter would work for like cleaning up podcast audio and like isolating the vocal from street noise. Do you think it would do that or not?
I don't know. I mean, they technically could. I don't know if it's going to do that. I mean, because, yeah, Google
like where would
has
it,
a thing.
Like, where would it put the junk noise that isn't registering as any of those things, right? Other instruments, probably, right? As far as its distinction of tracks.
Yeah. Yeah, because Google on the Pixel 8 has their kind of, when you record a video, it can extract the noise you're talking about as a separate track, and then you can kind of control how loud that is. So you can totally mute it if you want. So that is possible, and I believe that happens on device as well. So,
but
I don't see why someone couldn't make that. But I'm not sure if that's how Logic would work. For sure.
I will definitely. I want to test the audio that I was working with in this, because I was paying per minute to do that work, and $5 to do that for as much audio as I want seems like pretty decent, and I'd imagine that would work on an M1, just slower, I would hope.
You'd hope so.
And there's, I guess, other AI stuff with adding a new bass player and keyboard player, basically removing the need for humans to make music, I guess. I joke, but
yeah.
Then there's a new Chroma Glow feature. I did not really understand exactly what this was doing.
Nope, I don't understand half the stuff in the Logic presentations ever.
Yeah, it was basically adding warmth and punch and presence to tracks. I don't know, like you're in a recording studio, I guess, more so, I guess, maybe. But this update's, yeah, May 13th for this and probably Final Cut. So pretty soon here for these. And I'm, yeah, glad to see more and more updates for this as well. And then they did a price drop. iPad 10th generation, $349. And we see the death of the home button for real this time. 9th gen is not for sale. It'll probably be cleared out at Best Buy and Walmart. I wonder if it'll be like $200 like they're doing with the M1 MacBook Air or something like that. Do you think they'll keep manufacturing these things at a cheaper price?
Oh, yeah. The thing where Apple doesn't sell it, but they do It is still available from other retailers.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's where I am, at least, Best Buy currently has the 9th gen iPad for $250, $80 off. So that, to me, looks like they're clearing out inventory. So who knows?
It does. Yeah, we'll see if that comes past. But I'm glad this happened. There's much cleaner iPad lineup. It's funny, at the very end, Tim just mentioned we also have the iPad Mini. It's great too. But pricing wise, it makes no sense in the lineup, so we're not going to mention where it is in that lineup.
Yeah. That's still $500, isn't it?
Yeah, $500.
$500 starting. $500 for a 64 gigabyte model.
Oh, I wish they upped the storage today. That would have been nice. So they're doing a storage bump across the board, it seems, for everything.
Yeah, I'm double checking to make sure, but yeah, the iPad Mini starts at, so it to get a 256 iPad Mini, which is the only other storage option, it's $650.
Oh.
So more than an iPad Air.
That's rough.
Yikes.
I love that little guy, but I can never justify it.
Yeah, it's pretty small, especially if you have a Max phone. It's not that much bigger.
Yeah. Different aspect ratio.
Different aspect ratio. That's true. That's true.
I loved how they just zoomed in on all the videos they showed off today. They didn't use the original aspect ratio to show off the full display, you know.
For like movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little annoyed, actually.
Zooming like, this is the best Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah, this is the best way to watch Killers of the Flower Moon. And I was like, you're watching it zoomed
cropped
in.
Cropped in.
You're missing half the image.
Yes. Because that's a very narrow shot film, right? If I'm remembering correctly, it's not even 16:9.
Oh, it's definitely in the cinema aspect ratio. I don't know exactly which one, but definitely wider than 16:9 and way wider than the 4:3 or whatever iPads are.
Yes.
But that center looked great, though. So
it really did. Nice. The drums there, yeah. Yeah, I'm on the iPad Mini order page, and you can add an Apple Pencil 2 for $129.
Incredible.
Yeah. very exciting stuff. iPad Pro got a big update. I think just holding these and using these with that lighter weight will be an everyday win if you're that kind of iPad user that holds these things and carries them, lugs them around a lot.
Yeah, and it will be nice if you use the Magic Keyboard as well, since the keyboard is lighter and the iPad is lighter.
And
that is
doing Zoom
the
calls.
Biggest challenge. Yeah,
moving that camera is big. All iPads except for the Mini, which actually makes sense on the Mini where it is there. Yeah,
yeah. I was angry about the camera position on every iPad except for the Mini. It's fine. You're not using that in the keyboard case, so
yeah,
no worries.
No, yeah. All around that iPad lineup, I think makes as much sense as it will until this fall, where we'll make more sense with the upgraded Mini and all that.
Oh, I hope so. So I guess looping back around to what Tim said at the start. Other Tim, was this the biggest day for the iPad since its announcement in 2010?
No, I would say not.
I would say not either. It's a good, yeah.
I mean, quite not. Yeah, it's good. Honestly, M1 2018 in the original iPad Pro, I think we're all contenders for bigger moments.
I agree. The first iPad Pro. Honestly. Was like, oh, this is shifting the direction of the iPad. The 2018 was a world-class iPad that so many people still use and love. And the M1 was kind of the next one for me.
Yeah, because, and it's adding real
new... the same as the Max. It's the same hardware.
Thunderbolts.
It's a powerhouse.
Yeah. And this all may change in a month when WWDC unveils M4 exclusive things to the iPad that... You know, that M1 thing that I'm enjoying some of the features because of the M1 Thunderbolts and what that enables for external monitors and stuff and Stage Manager. That stuff could all, you could run Mac apps maybe in June, you know, it could go wild.
Whole conversation changes if Mac apps of any sort are able to run on the iPad in a way that they can today. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm not putting money on that.
No, I'm not either.
That would completely change the conversation, in my opinion.
Yeah, so WWDC, we'll see if M4 has any exclusive things going on. We'll see.
We'll see.
What's the next M4 device you think that will be updated here? We get a Mac Mini with M4? Is that going to happen?
Well,
first?
Yeah. I guess it's who never got the M3? Mac Mini, Mac Studio.
Yeah.
Mac Pro.
Mac Pro. But the Mac Mini, you would need to add a Pro variant as well. Is that what they do? The Pro?
Ideally,
and the regular?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
That seems like a contender, though. We'll see.
It's, yeah, I don't know, because the laptops were updated just in October, didn't ship until November, and so I guess maybe the desktops will be next. We'll see.
Yeah. The iMac got updated recently. Yeah, so that's not due. Yeah.
Yeah, are the Macs on, the iMac's on an M2?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
That won't get, but that'll probably wait till M5 to get updated.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, an exciting day. But yeah, I'm happy with my current iPad still, I think.
Same. Yeah. I think people will enjoy the new ones if they get them, but pretty happy with mine still.
Yeah, and you're using the M1 iPad Air.
M1 iPad Air in pink, the discontinued pink.
Yeah, the limited edition there.
The barely pink.
Right. Yeah, I am tempted to go to an Apple store at some point soon just to get hands on and I guess at that point be truly jealous of what I don't have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. That's what we do.
Cool. Well, thank you, Matt, for your time. This has been a fun kind of chat about all the wonderful things in iPad land.
Thank you for having me. I love doing these reaction podcasts with you.
Do you think Apple really let loose today? Was this did it live up to the name of letting loose? I mean, the only way I could conceive this is they've been boiling these up for so long since it's been past their 18-month upgrade cycle. They finally exploded and let loose all their crazy updates.
Yeah, I don't know. Two iPads, an Apple Pencil, a Magic Keyboard. I mean, it's a decent amount of stuff. I'll give it to them. Not the biggest iPad day ever, but they let loose.
They let loose, yeah. Well, where can people find your awesome videos and blog?
Yeah, you can find me on YouTube is where I do most things. That's A Better Computer is the channel. And I write at birchtree.me.
Sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll have to chat again pretty soon here as WWDC New Year's, and that'll be a fun discussion as well.
Yeah, hopefully some great M4 iPad news.
Yes, the M4 is here. What a world. Well, that's my discussion with Matt all about Apple's Let Loose event. My thanks again to Matt for his time recording. My thanks to you for your time and attention tuning in. As a reminder, you can support this podcast over at Apple Podcasts by subscribing or by heading over to patreon.com/iPadPros. My great thanks to everyone that supports the show. With that, I'll talk to everyone again real soon.